WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Good morning, Trees on Fire.
Good morning.
Well, we're so glad to have you back here in the WNRN studio, and you brought a very exciting item with you this morning, which is the Master to the New CD. So we promise that although our CD players tend to fail occasionally to play songs completely, they do not scratch or touch them in any way that would cause it any harm. So that's good news.
We have other copies, thankfully.
Oh, we do? Okay. Well, so you're not going to leave this one with me, huh?
No, did I say we had other copies? I meant that's the only copy, and we have to take it back.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, there's a whole bunch of fine-looking fellas in here, so I'm going to give Blake the job of introducing everybody.
Oh, geez. Hi. I'm Blake. Justin Esposito next to me playing the violin. We've got Robert Mezzanotti playing the acoustic guitar and singing. We've got Paul Rosner playing the drums, and we got Brian Wall playing the bass.
And there's a little example of the bass for you. Well, let's get right into a song here, and then we'll get back and talk about this new CD and playing at Mockingbird. So what are you going to play for us first, Blake?
I'm going to just do that song we just sound checked. It's called Waking Up. One, two, three. Oh, don't you know? Oh, all around this town, all around this town, waking up more every day, all around this town. Closer every day, around this town. Waking up more every day, around this town. Getting closer family, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do believe we'll all become family, yeah. Oh, waking up is hard to do. Waking up is so hard to do.
WNRN with Trees on Fire, live in the WNRN studios this morning. They're going to be playing live at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall coming up on Friday night. And I'm trying to remember. You guys have been together for 3 or 4 years now?
4 years, five. Yeah. Four and a half.
Close since to five. Almost five.
Well, multiple lifetimes also.
Yeah. Going on 10.
Going on 10, huh? And has it been pretty much the same group of people? Or
exactly the same.
Exactly the same. Well, that's
when we first started, it was just the three of us, but we knew that Rob and Justin were going to be coming down at the end of the summer, so we were the BHT for the summertime.
Well, and so this new CD that came into the studio this morning, this is CD number 3?
No, actually, this is the full album. So the other ones were the volume 1 and volume 2 of Organica. And Organica was a process that took us over a year to complete the entire thing. And this is 14 tracks, full-length album called Organica.
Well, that's pretty nice. So where were you recording this? Or is this now, these EPs have been put together, or did you re-record the stuff?
Well, we recorded part of it at an unknown, undisclosed studio.
Unknown?
Yeah, unknown studio.
Okay.
Unknown to even us.
Unknown. And we also recorded at a place in the bayou down in Louisiana. We recorded a bunch of it. Called Dockside Studios, and we all were hanging down there. We were living in the studio for a few weeks during the sessions and having a great time. And BB King recorded some Grammy
Sonny Landreth
albums there, and it was a great experience.
Well, obviously some good vibes in there, but why did you all choose that particular place to go in Louisiana? Just curious.
Our producer, he's connected there. His cousin runs the place.
Well, that makes sense.
Plus, you like the swampland.
You like the swampland.
It's right on the bayou.
So, I mean, we heard some reggae vibe in this last one. Did some Cajun influence slip into the recording as well, being in Louisiana?
We actually did do a song where we had a friend of ours come over who's in a band called the Lost Bayou Ramblers. He plays the accordion.